League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? It's Thursday. It's draft day. It's finally here. Only the first round, which I think is lame. But the draft is upon us. It's in Philly. For those of you that don't know, I believe it's outside, which is a bit crazy. But I can't say that without any kind of speculation, but I would love to be outside today. It is a fantastic day.
It is very nice.
Yes.
I wish, again, that we could go and do this show outside. That would be fantastic.
Like the day that we did the Houston Open.
Yes!
Kind of, but...
Except, I don't want to be burnt again.
Like yeah, that. That's true. You did get a little crispy.
A little?
Okay, I'm trying to be nice.
A little?
Yeah.
I was rocket red.
I can't help that you're whiter than milk to start with, and that doesn't give you to get the best.
I make powder look like a Mexican. I am.
Unless you're talking about the movie.
I am clear. Yeah. The movie Powder.
Yeah.
Yeah. I make him look like a Mexican. I am clear.
Okay.
I am, yeah. But that's the good thing about the summer, though. I get out, do the yard, and start getting that little tan.
Sands the hat.
Well.
Okay.
You know, the neck yeah, does get red.
Yeah.
The neck does get red. Not to, you know,
you're a redneck when.
Not to be a stereotype, but the other day I decided I was going to do yard work, and I spent about 6 hours out there total and never put on sunscreen. But I had on long sleeves because I was weed eating and stuff. So, you know, I had on jeans and long sleeves. But the neck got really red. It was like all I needed was a little bit of chaw.
Not the Nick, the neck.
Yes.
That. What up?
What up, Nick?
Dell takes forever to get the hell out of the studio.
He does.
Well, guess who he takes after?
Who, me?
The two guys on the show with him that take forever to get out of the studio that we're in.
Dude, when this show is over, I am gone.
All of us are.
We are.
You burn out too, Joel.
Yeah,
because I know what traffic's like.
Yeah, me too.
Good luck seeing any of us after the show.
Unless we have something we have to do.
Joel is the fastest. He gets out of town quick. Because usually you have stuff going. I mean, you've got to pick up
the
dogs or kids
or
go play basketball or something, right?
Yeah.
And my excuse is I just want to beat traffic. What is Dell in there doing now?
I don't know. I guess he doesn't approve of whatever
we said. He doesn't approve of what we said.
Now he's just lingering.
But at the same time, he's absolutely living up to what we just said because he won't leave.
He left.
He won't leave. He loves the show.
And then he flared up again. He's like producer herpes. He was gone.
Or a hemorrhoid.
And now he's back. Yeah. That's
when the hemorrhoid flares, you can't get it to go away. Nick, just put Preparation H outside the
Barry
door.
Barry doesn't even, Barry doesn't even wait till the commercial break. He's gone. Like, he just drops the mic. Doesn't even wait till Joel takes.
Yeah.
It's like 3:53 and he's already in the car.
I've been known to pack up early. Joel has too, though, but
I don't think I've ever bowed out before the last curtain call.
Well, sometimes I'm not needed. You'll go. You'll do it.
Well, if I got to do a read, the chances are, even if his mic's off, you'll hear the door go boom about midway through the read if it's going into a break. There's no doubt about that. So we should probably do our top 10 list of concerts. No, we probably shouldn't.
Good Lord. Can we talk about this
for
a minute?
Yes, please.
What the hell's going on Facebook?
Now,
good Lord.
Before everyone starts tweeting me their salty tweets and their salty text, I'm in a great mood. But you can't run from the truth that this trend is stupid. Like it's super annoying. Can we all agree on that?
I completely agree. And the thing that I don't like, and it used to be, it started with the selfie thing, and there are still plenty of people out there that think that Facebook was only created so that they can post at least 16 selfies a week, which are annoying. But these things are for people that don't have anything else going on in their life. We just talked about how quickly we get out of the studio sometimes because we got stuff to do. These are for my sister. My sister retired early.
Wow.
And aside from golfing and beer drinking and snow shoveling, she has nothing to do with the rest of her day but get on social media and get in everybody's business.
So did she make a list?
I haven't seen a list from her yet. Not that I – once it started last night, like Nick was saying, it was like the floodgates opened last night with this. So I just kind of quit looking at it. But I guarantee you she will. And then I guarantee you she will look at everybody else's and chime in on them because she is a doorbell when it comes to Facebook. She is chiming in on everyone.
Somebody texted and said, what trend? So if you're not hip on it, if you haven't for whatever reason been on Facebook in the last 24 hours, there's this thing going around. It's not even a meme. It's just, it's something people are doing where they say, here are 10 bands that I've seen live and one of them is a lie. And I just... okay. I feel like this is everyone's chance to say, look how cool I am because I go to concerts. That's what I think this is. Like,
I just don't know why they would put it up there and like it actually picked up. Like, how did it pick up traction is just beyond me.
Who knows? Who
again, because there's plenty of people out there with nothing better to do.
Well, the sad part is people I like and respect are doing it.
Now, if I was the one that came up with the idea, then it would have been the most amazing idea ever.
Right,
but because
right.
I didn't come up with it, I think it's stupid.
So I did one. Fair it's enough. 10 Facebook trends I hate. None are a lie. Number one, like and share if. You ever seen that one?
Yep.
Like and share if you agree.
If you agree that your mom's the greatest on the planet.
Like and share if you love Jesus or whatever.
Jesus drank wine.
Yeah, yeah. Number two, I bet my friends won't comment and or share this. That's another one that you see a lot. And then I missed one. It's not on the list, but kind of to that point, someone added, let's see how many people read this all the way through.
It's the scare tactic.
I hate those.
And it's always about like an illness or something.
Yeah. Number three, I took this quiz and. Number four, you know you're from blank when blank. All of them. Number five, the first five friends on your friends list are your blank squad.
My people getting a lot of run today.
Like zombie. You know what I mean? They're like, here's your zombie squad. It's this guy and that guy. And all right, what are we, 12? Number six, Farmville. Just in general.
Oh, my God. And I've got people that just absolutely, like, they live for that game.
Number seven is the challenges. I challenge so-and-so and so-and-so to say something nice about so-and-so. Well, how about you just don't force people to be nice? If they're nice, they're going to be nice.
How about just get some friends?
Yeah. Number eight, if this post gets blank likes, then blank will give you blank. I see those all the time.
I feel like we're playing match game.
No, you know, they'll say like Bill Clinton or Bill Gates will give you $1 million if this gets a million likes.
Yeah.
Random people, like, stop. Number nine is 10 blank I blank, one is a lie. That's this one that's going on.
Yeah.
And number 10 is one like equals you love Jesus. One share equals you love Jesus more than the people that only like this. So, yeah.
The only thing worse, too, was during pre-election. Because, like, 75 to 85% of everyone on Facebook
political.
Was chiming in one way or another politically.
Yeah. What I've found is the unfollow button on Facebook, and it's a lot like the mute button on Twitter.
You guys were telling me about this.
So on Facebook, you can go to someone's page, like, I don't know, here, let's pick Tyler Scott.
Let's pick
Tyler Scott, and you go, and when you look at their page in the top right, it said there's a little check mark and it says following, and you can go down there and you can just say unfollow Tyler, and when you click on that, you're still friends with them, so they have no idea. But now you don't see their posts in your newsfeed anymore.
I thought unfollow means you're not friends with them anymore.
No, you're still friends. There's still the check mark, and they can still tag you, and you can still tag them. But what happens is you don't see their posts in your newsfeed anymore. So basically, I've spent the better part of 2 weeks just unfollowing everyone on Facebook and Twitter. I've started muting people on Twitter. Anyone, if I see a pro or anti-Trump post on Twitter, mute.
Here you go.
Yeah, and I've started, and I did that on Facebook during
now,
the political
did you do
race,
that? So. Did you mention Tyler before or after he made the tweet that he just made?
What did he make?
He made a picture from The Simpsons of an old man yelling at a cloud, and it says, Pac-Man Joel and Barry getting upset at stuff they just can't scroll past.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
You can't scroll past 150 of the same damn posts about concerts.
My whole newsfeed, everyone is doing it.
Yes.
I just literally have to close Facebook. Or, you know, hey, you could have scrolled past my post, too. Because he commented on it last night when I made that list. He was like, you're grumpy.
Patrick Creighton was more than grumpy.
Was he?
Patrick Creighton did the little poop emoji and said, poop on you and do this and do that. None of them were bands. They were all just very, very big expletives about doing something because he hates the idea.
That's all right. I need to go look his up. I think I unfollowed him.
Well, that's not nice.
So I didn't see it.
Well, it's not going to help you not hear him.
Because he's like, but he'll do things that you should do on Twitter. That's the problem. Some people treat Facebook like it's Twitter. And they're just like, Rockets take the lead 27-26. Like, that's not a Facebook post. That's a Twitter post. Like, no.
And that's a pet peeve Twitter post when I tell you about the people that do play-by-play on Twitter when all you got to do is use your radio or television.
Nick.
Or the internet. Nick does not do it.
My play-by-play is amazing.
Nick does not do play-by-play of every play. He does key moments in the game, which, as Barry would say, I'll allow that. But other than that, the play-by-play of every single play, it's like, just stop.
Yeah.
Please. You know, Montrezl Harrell with a hustle play, and it still gets his second foul with 15 minutes to go in the first quarter. Okay, I get it.
I should do a play-by-play and tag you and Barry.
That would be wonderful.
Mute.
You mute.
Each time.
Now I know that there's mute, go right ahead.
3 minutes left in the first quarter.
Some people are like, you should just get off Facebook. It makes life easier. No, there's some things on there that I like.
That's how you keep in touch with your close friends and family.
Some of this is dumb.
Yes.
Like, yeah. Somebody was like, just get off. That's what I tell my wife. Just get the hell off of it. No. I don't want to. There are some things I enjoy about Facebook, like the memes, crying Jordan memes.
You do love the crying Jordan memes.
I
do. The one where someone took the x-ray of Blake Griffin's foot and put the Jordan meme in the bone that's bothering him.
I think I would have to go back and look, but I think it was Nestor Carmona who sent me the Russell Westbrook crying Jordan with the red glasses. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Oh, now Juggalo Trey says, tell him, Tyler. I'm going to do my band's 10. All of them are Oasis. Pick which one concert that I would go to 10 times. Oasis. Seriously, Trey? Sometimes. All right, so if you want to join the show, please don't be like Trey or Tyler. But 713-780-3776, that's the HRNP listener line where you can text us, you can call us, and or you can reach us on Twitter if your name doesn't start with a T. That would be at Barry is Funny, at The Producer Nick, and at Pac-Man Joel with a K. We are The Usual Suspects, and of course, this is ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
I'll get killed for this by Barry, but it doesn't matter because he mentioned it. It's actually something we share in common. The whole Letterman thing. Like, even the old top 10 lists.
Yeah.
I used to love. But that was, I mean, I'm like with you when we were talking, I think, before the show even started about the dry humor and the way that Letterman delivered. That, I was always a big fan of Letterman.
Me too. I always preferred Letterman over Leno.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Carson was one of those rare, like, I liked both Carson and Letterman.
Carson was talented, yep.
But then Leno, I respect what he did as a stand-up comic, but The Tonight Show under him was,
Yeah. Chin was
and
too
I don't,
big.
I don't watch anything now. I don't watch, I mean, I like Kimmel.
I like Fallon a lot
think
better
Fallon
than Kimmel.
Fallon is funny sometimes. I like Fallon. Like, Fallon does some creative stuff. Like, I like the lip sync battle stuff.
Yep.
Thank you. I think
notes.
He's getting way
I
better.
I love thank you
like,
notes.
Then when he first started, I think Fallon has, like, evolved a bit. Like,
has he? I haven't watched him in a while.
Yeah, like, he's better with his interviews.
I love thank you notes. And by the way, when Westbrook was spouting off, sticking up for, cutting off Steven Adams, did you see that?
Like, yeah, he had a note.
Thought it literally was a Fallon thank you note. I thought he was sending thank you notes while he was at the podium.
Yeah, that was weird. Somebody said that was probably fan mail or something. I don't know what that would have been.
But it was a new
shirt. Who's the other one? It's Kimmel, Fallon, and
you're talking about the Late Late Show, or you're talking about Stephen Colbert.
Yeah, I have not watched it one time.
I have.
I thought he was great on Comedy Central, and he has great books, like I Am American, So Can You. Yep. Great book. But I haven't watched it. I kind of gave up on, you know what? I don't watch that much TV now that I think about it. I watch sports. That's all I watch. And speaking of shows, at the advice of Jerome Solomon on the show last week, he told me that if I wasn't watching Brockmire, then I was missing out. So I took his advice, and I started recording Brockmire, and I'm through three episodes. And I'm telling you right now, if you're not watching it, you really are missing out. It is hilarious. It's well written. There's great jokes, but I don't know how to describe it other than, I mean, it's kind of like taking Bob Uecker, demoting him to the minors and then making it even sillier. It's really entertaining, really funny. Not for kids.
Amanda Peet in.
Who still has her fastball.
She's
still hot.
Yep.
But yeah, it's on IFC. But it's also on demand, like if you have UVerse. I don't know if it's on anywhere else. But yeah, I just started recording them all because there was one missing from the UVerse demand list. But I started recording them all, and I'm through three, and my gosh, this is so funny. So if you haven't watched that, along with Crashing, that's the only two shows I watch. I watch three. I watch Brockmire now. I watch Crashing, and I take a lot of heat for this, especially from my comedian friends.
Scandal.
Nope. Big Bang Theory. For some reason, I have always loved that show, and most comics absolutely hate that show. They hate the writing. They hate the jokes. There was a whole bit done where they took the laugh track out and just did the show with no laugh track to see if people – and it's the most boring show without the laugh track. It's so whack. I was just like, well, I don't care. I still like it. I'm still watching it. Plus, Kelly, whatever her last name is hot. But yeah, that's the three shows I watch right now. Two really good ones and one I had no business watching, but I still do.
From the way you talked, I would say Brockmire would be the one that I'm going to get the most excited for.
Yeah.
I'll check it out.
I mean, Crashing is really underrated. It's not, you don't get the laugh tracks and everything. It's really funny though. I mean, and most people that I've recommended it to have come back and said they've enjoyed it, but yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
You don't watch many sitcoms?
I don't.
Why?
Well, because
not a fan of them?
Time-wise, more than anything else. I mean, I can tell you every episode of Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
And right?
Miu Mao and some of the weirdest shows I've ever seen on kids' television. It's like I've noticed that you either have to be Russian or Asian to create children's programming on the Baby First Network. And
Wait. There's a Baby First Network?
If you're on DirecTV, channel 293 will be the Baby First Network. It is the greatest babysitter in the world sometimes.
How?
When nothing else stifles my daughter, you can put the Baby First Network on, and the minute she sees Mickey Mouse...
So, what age is it? Like, two and under?
No, because her twin nephew, her twin cousins are five, and they still watch it.
Okay.
So, there's different shows for different kids' ages.
Okay.
But, I mean, and there's some, seriously, first of all, they don't know HD. They are just making money hand over fist. Because, one, they only signed a deal for, 11 episodes of Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, but they'll make sure all 11 run at least 100 times a week. And then the rest, there's these two pieces of clay, one green and, one white, but they become Miu and Mao.
Okay.
There's the scariest looking three mice that look like big teddy bear rats.
Oh my God.
Yeah, in mascot costumes.
This sounds like something kids and people that get high would watch.
It's weird. There's one.
Nick, have you seen this?
There's one called Tech the Tractor, and it's an animated tractor that has a puppet's face for the grill. But then they have real human beings, and it's set on a farm. I think it's in England in the 70s. And these people all look like such pedophiles, I won't let Taylor watch it. Every time it comes on, Lisa and I are like, nope, that one's not going on. That's going off right now. But yeah, they don't spend any money, and they roll in the dough. And if you look at the credits, everyone's name is either Yakasov or it's just crazy. And these people are all making dough on it. But yeah, the Baby First Network is on most TVs in our house, if I'm not watching sports.
I get it, though.
Yeah, but the greatest thing about this job is now I can just tell, hey, I'm working. Lisa's like, I need to put the baby. I go, no, you can get that in another room because I'm working right now. Strohs are on, rockets are on. I got to work. So she has to relent to that.
You nice. Think? Yeah, that is the one thing I like. It's like, well, babe, I can't tonight. I got to watch sports all night. It's my job. I got to be able to go to work and talk about it.
You're like, which game are you watching? You're like, I think the Strohs are playing tonight. You don't even know which game.
I got to watch the Wheels versus the Thundercats. I don't know. Yeah, I just make stuff up.
Well, there was things like in the play.
She doesn't like basketball, so that makes it easy.
And my wife either.
Yeah.
Lisa's not a big basketball fan. So
what is it with Mexican women not liking basketball?
I don't know.
It's a thing.
And she likes football and she likes baseball.
My wife loves, football, baseball, and boxing. Doesn't like MMA, doesn't like basketball.
See, I hate to break it to you guys because I know how much you guys love it, but I had the privilege of sitting for one of the really, really big matches a couple years ago right up ringside for MMA, for the UFC. And took Lisa, and I'm telling you right now.
Got bloody?
First, she got sweat on her, but when the blood started flying, it was like I literally thought she may just regurgitate dinner right in front of me. And I knew at that point she was never going back again. Now, I'll go back. I mean, it was intense. The action was unreal. But yeah, she was not having it. That was it.
Hey,
it was
Jason Holcomb, why'd you delete your tweet? I saw a tweet about less comedy talk. More sports talk. Barry's not funny. Why are you deleting it, bro?
I saw it too.
Yeah.
It's not there anymore?
No. Oh, here's a different version of it. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, Jason Holcomb, we appreciate you listening to the show. Thank you for your listenership.
Stomaching it?
Oh, no. Thank you for your listenership. Right. We certainly appreciate you listening and your feedback, sir.
Okay. That was from our customer service department. You can reach them in most cases with an automated system.
Yeah.
In this case, you actually were able to get a live human being.
Yeah.
So we're going to continue to roll on. And by the way, we did not preview this, but we will now promote it because coming up after the break, Mario Elie joins us to talk NBA playoffs. He'll break down your Rockets. And here's the thing that I think is going to be interesting. We're going to get into Mario's head because he's played for Greg Popovich and get down to some of the details of how Pop breaks down regular season versus playoffs and strategy and things like that. So that should be interesting, as well as his take on your Rockets in the first round win over the Thunder and everything else in the NBA. If you got questions, let us know. We're here till 4, the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, Barry, Nick, and Joel, till 4, Usual Suspects, as you are in or out of the door and tuning in wherever you may be. Joining us now on the HR&P listener line is the one, the only, Mr. 17 himself, Mario Elie. Rio, hope all is well. Hope the kids are in school and you've got them all on their regiment and training program.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I first and foremost want you to break down the NFL draft for us and tell me exactly what the Giants need and what they're going to draft in the first round.
I would like maybe another offensive lineman. We can use a tight end, maybe another running back. Always can use pieces on defense, but definitely a tight end will be good to go with our receiving core.
Might need a quarterback if Eli goes to jail.
Keep signing autographs.
Hey, you gotta do what you gotta do, you know.
Keep an eye on Ryan Ramczyk. I've seen the Giants drafting the Wisconsin offensive lineman. As much as I'd hate to have him go there, you might like him if he joins your team.
Absolutely, because Eli's not a guy who moves, and I agree with you guys. We need to start looking for a quarterback also, see what's out there in the draft. We can steal somebody, in the later rounds.
Don't follow the team on Kirby. Do it next year when there's actually a good draft class. All right, so we've had enough football talk on draft day. Let's get down to some NBA basics and then some with you. I previewed this before the break, Rio, but you are a guy that knows Pop. You played for Pop. You worked with Pop. I keep saying to people when they ask me about the Spurs, and I want you to just give me your take on it, but he's not going to tip his playoff hand during the regular season. It just doesn't seem like it means that much to him. But come playoff time, he's going to throw wrinkles at you and do things on both ends of the floor that no matter how much tape you watch, it's going to be hard to prepare for what he can throw at a team in a 7-game series.
And that's what the playoffs is all about, Joe. It's a chess match. You know, you're playing against the same team. You know, both teams, you know, everything, single thing, every play, you know, tendencies. But like you mentioned, Pop will throw a couple wrinkles during the playoff series that you haven't seen. And those are the type of things you have to do in the playoffs because best four out of seven, I mean, you see a team, like I mentioned,
well,
every game.
Tell me this now, because the Rockets, two of their worst three shooting performances of the regular season, especially from three, came against the Spurs. Everybody knows Kawhi Leonard gets a lot of credit, and his defense is above average, one of the best on-ball defenders in the league. But why are the Spurs as a team able to be so effective defensively?
Well, it's about team defense with them. You know, they don't have the greatest athletes, but guys are always in the right place, always in help position. They know how to rotate. They close out. When you run a guy off the line, there's a guy there ready to help. So they're in sequence out there defensively. They also, as you see, in sequence offensively. Ball's always moving two on the ball. You know, it's an automatic swing. So very disciplined team, been there. You know, Pop's been around, same system. You know, guys buying in, but, you know, they got to get through Memphis first. You know, Memphis is a very good team, and I could see them forcing a game seven.
Mario Elie joins us on the HRMP hotline. Mario, we got a question from Matty Wills on Twitter. He wanted to know, he said, please ask Mario's take on why Pop has gone small against Memphis and plays TP and Patty at the same time.
Playing Tony and Patty at the same time?
Yeah.
Patty's an excellent shooter, and he's shooting the ball extremely well. Right now, the three balls are a major factor in basketball, and the way he shoots the ball and the way he is shooting the ball. That last home game, he was just on fire. He got two ball handlers, two penetrators. So you got to move these big guys they have in Memphis. And once you get penetration, Spurs are one of the best teams in the league in knocking down threes, and they always do a good job with a drawing kick.
Rio, break down for me on the Rockets and what you saw in that first round. A lot of people concerned about the slow starts. A lot of people saying that they got by a team that was basically a one-man band, but they're gonna face some problems as they get deeper with teams that are going to try and take the ball out of James's hand and really concentrate and focus on the perimeter and the three line and making them beat them other ways. Are you concerned about any of that with the Rockets?
Well, they did their job. I hate when people playoffs are hard, man. You know, whether you're playing against a one-man band, Russell Westbrook is an outstanding talent. And now you're tired of people saying, you know, you don't have nobody else on their team. They gave Adams the $100 million. Cantor's getting 70. Victor Oladipo was getting 85. So those guys got to play better. Give the Rockets credit. They did a good job the first round. Like you mentioned, they didn't shoot the ball well. But this is their test. I think they're capable of doing it. You know, with the games of San Antonio, they were all close. So it's the late game execution I worry about with the Rockets when you play against the Spurs. These rounds and more, the games are going to be a lot tougher, and it's going to come down to late game.
You keeping up with the Boston-Chicago series? You think the Bulls, since they lost Rondo, haven't won? Any concerns there?
I like the Celtics, you know, showed a lot of heart. You know, they've been through a little adversity, especially with Isaiah's situation, but I kind of like them in that series. But Chicago's given a valiant effort with Butler and the way Wade is playing, turning back the clock, but seeing the young talent step up and Cannon and Portis. But Isaiah, man, that young guy, man, just his will and his leadership and leading that ball club. I think they just got too much talent, and with Rondo out, I think Boston just got too much for them.
Look at the Cavs for a second, Rio. Late in the year, they feel like they're the team that can flip the switch at any time, and they can turn it on, and they can be ready to go. And obviously, the East isn't as loaded as the West, and there's not as many challengers. But is this a team that, because they handled their business quickly against the Pacers, can right the ship in a lot of ways the rest of the way in the Eastern Conference?
You know who I like, Joe? I've always been with them the whole year, and he's got kept a good eye on them. It's the Wizards. Beside LeBron James, John Wall, to me, is the second-best player in the playoffs. And what he's doing for that Wizard team, the way he controls pace, finishing, mid-range jumper, intensity, leadership, just loves the way he approaches the game. He's having an outstanding series, thinking he's averaging close to 30 points and double-figure assists. he's really been the best player in that series. And Bill getting hot, and Morris and Gortat, you know, those guys got to step up in their bench. But the Wizards, to me, can give the Cavs a good run for their money.
Hey, Mario, we had this debate on the show about who, we all know LeBron is the best player in the NBA. Who's the second best player in the NBA?
To me, it's hard. I got a lot of guys that I really like. I love Kawhi Leonard. I love James Harden. I love Westbrook. I love Curry, Durant. I mean, the league is loaded with a lot of guys. But to me, I just like Kawhi Leonard. I like a guy who plays both ends of the floor, mid-range jumper, post-up, steals, rebounds, late game, you know, stepping up, making big plays, getting to the line. James, you know, definitely is up there. So those are my guys.
Look at the series, Mario. I know we're looking ahead by saying San Antonio, you know, should eventually prevail, regardless if it's six or seven games against Memphis. But regardless of that, do you see the Rockets? How far do you see the Rockets going? And are you on the bandwagon with most that still believe at the end of the day it comes down to Cavs Warriors Volume 3?
I don't believe that. I think everybody has a chance, and I think the Rockets has as good a chance as any, especially the way James is playing. This is a good test. Like you mentioned, if they play San Antonio, it'll be a good test. Two great players, Kawhi and James. You know, it's Westbrook and James won that battle. So in order for the Rockets to advance to the Western Conference Finals, he has to win this battle with Kawhi Leonard. So it gets tougher each round. Then, you know, you got the Warriors waiting on you, probably in the Western Conference Finals to get to the finals. So
Mario, if we held your feet to the fire, made you pick, who wins that series between the Rockets and the Spurs?
Oof. That's a tough call. I think the Rockets finally prevail in a long, long series. The concern for me with the Spurs is the play of LaMarcus Aldridge. He's a guy that hasn't really been playing. You know, they brought him there to really be the second guy. I feel, you know, he's a good player. I'm a fan of his, but he has to play better for them to advance. And I just don't see that in him. I don't see that in him against Memphis towards the end of the season. So I have to go with the Rockets.
So then if you do that, is there any reason to believe that anybody can beat the Warriors? Because I said to Coach McHale about 2 weeks ago, the way they finished the season winning 16-20 without Kevin Durant, I thought that team was capable of winning it all without KD. Now with KD back and what they did to Portland in that last game, it looks like, in my mind, everyone's playing for second.
Well, they're tough, but you still got to play the game. You know, anything can happen. You know, Connecticut lost. They had a 110-game winning streak, and they got beat finally. So anything can happen. Everybody's a pro out there. A lot of guys got pride, and we know Warriors. They're stacked. They're loaded. We know that they have four all-stars on their team, but you got to go out there and compete. That's what this thing is about, you know. So we know they're a good team, but just go out there and compete. You never know what may happen.
There you have it, Gino Auriemma on the HR. Oh, I'm sorry, Mario Elie on the HRNP listener line. He proves that he's not only watching men's basketball, but he's keeping an eye on the women's game as well, because you just never know.
Worldwide, brother. Worldwide.
That's right. Worldwide, and a Giants fan, which we won't hold against them, but a friend of the show that we always appreciate hearing from. Mario Elie. Rio, thanks for joining us. Have a great rest of your week. You know we'll be checking back with you.
For sure, Pat, man. Good talking to you guys, man.
Okay, brother. Mario Elie on The Usual Suspects as we continue to roll on, and we're not even through the first hour. We've got plenty more to get to. The draft first round tonight. Again, we mentioned Spurs and Grizzlies tonight. Astros wrapping up the series against the Indians tonight. That and a whole lot more. If you want to get in and talk about some things, 713-780-3776 or hit us up on Twitter. We are The Usual Suspects, and this is ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry, Nick, and Joel till 4. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. If you missed it, Mario Ellie just on. So if you want to catch up with Mario Ellie, go back and check and listen to the podcast. We'll have that for you, and it'll be uploaded and ready to go.
Somebody suggested we watch Rick and Morty. I've heard a ton about that show.
What is it?
It's like a cartoon, but it's for adults.
Adults.
But supposedly it's really funny. Never heard it.
There's another one that's like that. Is it Archer? I think that's kind of geared towards
adults.
Yeah,
I did watch a little bit of Archer.
I think that's
kind of
funny, though.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. All texting, no tweeting said more comedy and less sports. So there you go. I don't know.
Okay.
Probably not the right day for that, but there's tons of sports we have to talk about.
We've been known to mix it up more than most.
Yeah, for sure. So, absolutely for sure.
Yeah. I mean, look, we aim to please everybody, but we know no matter what we do, we're not going to please everybody all the time. What was the name of the show, by the way, that some of my friends really got into and I just couldn't take was
Friends?
No, that's funny. The where there's a dog that can actually speak to the humans, but like
Alf?
No. Hey, Willie! Ha! I kill me! No. It was weird. And all my friends were like, oh, it's so awesome because he says, you know, he speaks like an adult and he cusses and he tells people
off.
Was
it Artie, the one with Artie Lang? Was he the dog?
No. Maybe he was the voice
like
of the dog.
It reminded
but I just
me of,
couldn't hand. I couldn't stomach it.
It reminded me of Married with Children, but it wasn't. It was like a ripoff of Married with Children.
It was slower, though, and I was just going, yeah. just couldn't feel it.
Don't know.
All right,
look
so
at that. Isn't that on the, we have TVs in our studio and I'm looking at one. Isn't that Buchagross on
it
the
is,
right?
Indeed. Who was told his contract will not be renewed by ESPN.
So there's a commercial on ESPN with John Buchagross,
mm-hmm.
who is no longer with ESPN.
But it's for a third party, so at least he's collecting another check.
True, but it won't be. So he won't be renewed or he is let go?
No, he won't be renewed.
Okay.
And they do that a lot in TV.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was going to say, some people are being let go. And some people just won't be re-upped when it comes time.
Did Clayton not get renewed?
John Clayton?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that one.
I don't know.
I know Jason Stark, Trent Dilfer. They said they basically killed the entire Baseball Tonight staff and all their hockey people. So Baseball Tonight, Dallas Braden, and Doug Glanville.
Wait, what?
Yeah, they're all gone.
Doug Glanville?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because they were doing the game last night, Red Sox Yankees,
dude,
and Shambi was actually having to speak, and it really tough about the fact that Doug Glanville, who they really loved and they considered family, was gone.
He's the one that sits in center field,
correct,
right?
Correct.
Bro, I love Doug. I followed him just to support him. Man, I really enjoyed listening to him do a baseball game.
Ex-Cubs outfielder.
And he would
a couple
sit in the outfield.
Yep.
And
yep.
He's
gone.
That's gonna ruin it for me.
He gone.
Honestly. And I also like, what's the chick that does baseball? Is she still there?
Jessica. She's still there.
Mendoza,
she's part of,
right?
Jessica Mendoza's part of the Sunday night team with Aaron Boone.
I really like her.
So she's okay. Carl Ravitch is getting his duties scaled way back. He hasn't been let go.
But I was going to say, wow.
Supposedly, Carl Ravitch and Hannah Storm are getting their duties scaled way back, but they're still going to be with them.
Okay.
Britt McHenry got it. Some people will say karma there. She was the blonde that lit up the person.
Do you know who I am?
Yeah, and at the tow lot and all that.
You're
a
former ESPN employee.
Now you are, yes.
Several people texting in saying Wilfred.
Yes, Jeff and Richard and Thomas and Fred all said Wilfred. That's exactly what it was.
Yeah, okay.
Just couldn't get into that one.
Okay. So we know Berman is gone, right?
Well, he's another one that they're going to keep around, like emeritus. Like
no.
He'll be. I know
please,
you don't like it, but he is going to be kept
That's
around.
Like limited duties.
Yeah, limited duties, but he's like...
But I thought he was retiring.
He was on the first crew. No, believe me, he still wanted to do the NFL stuff, and they were the ones that said, time to move on. Like, he kept Tom Jackson around for one more year, but it's because he made a stink that in his final year, he needs to finish what he started with Tommy. But Tom's pretty much gone.
He's retiring or just
No,
going
I think they're
else.
Done with. They're moving another direction.
Man,
of all
the people to let go, Berman would have been the first one on my list. Bye. I just wouldn't miss that dude.
You're not alone in that. I think
a lot of people that feel that way. He's past his prime, so to speak.
100%. So.
And some people were asking. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I was just.
Some people were asking, were we safe? And yeah, don't confuse what goes on with the national ESPN.
Yeah, I saw that on
with
Twitter.
Local. We're an affiliate. So all of our. lives hang in the balance with David Gow. So we're his puppets. Like, that's not that the National really is the puppet of Disney.
Right.
And so we're an ESPN affiliate. So no, they don't have any say. I mean, obviously every once in a while, I think we've been reprimanded on this show by the affiliate, by the National affiliate.
We have.
Yeah. I think we've gotten
a
call.
I'm not surprised. I mean,
what did we do? I don't remember that.
I don't understand. I don't know what that means. What?
We don't wear the mouse ears, for one.
I don't know why I started talking like my aunt just now. What? I don't know.
We also don't do David Gow impersonations because we're not that comfortable yet.
Because when he makes the list of people he's going to fire, I hope it starts with, like, you know,
the Gow impersonators.
Yeah, and then you go down. I want to be at the bottom. That's why I don't mind that no one still knows I work here.
I didn't know
that. Like, I still walk the halls when people are like, hey, go fetch me some coffee, intern. I'm like, well, all right. I do it because I don't want to blow my cover. I'm like, whatever.
I don't think our show's ever gotten reprimanded by the big network.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we got a call once.
Really?
Yeah. I think that's the case.
I didn't hear about this call either. Yeah. So.
That's what I was told. I believe we got a reprimand at one point.
It's probably something Barry said.
As long as the program director's
I'm
got it.
I'm 95% sure that would be true. I'm not even going to run from it. I'm pretty sure if it was inappropriate, it was said by my dumbass. I apologize.
That's why we are pedal, floor mat, and steering wheel whenever we get a chance, amongst other car parts. We are rolling along. We've got one in the books. We got two to go. We got plenty.
I just got it.
More show.
Some of those jokes are like grenades. Yep. You know, you got to lob them, and it takes about 3 seconds.
And then when they explode.
Boom. Yep. Okay, I get it now.
Yep. Welcome to Wheel Sprocket and Rim, and we're going to be back with hour number two. We've got 2 hours to go on the show. We've got plenty of draft talk to get to. I want to get Barry's thoughts on a lot of things. Do you really believe the Texans should take a quarterback in round one? Barry and I both think they should go a different direction. Also, a lot of trade winds are blowing. A lot of people saying that there are already teams trying to move up and or move down. We'll kind of fill you in on some of that. And we'll get your thoughts as well. 713-780-3776 on the HR&P listener line, where Barry mans the text messages, Nick answers the phones, and we all handle our Twitter, which you can reach us on throughout the show. And if you're good and nice and friends of the show, probably after the show as well. We are the Usual Suspects. This is ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.